Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Well, good evening, E-Lounge listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our show this evening. We are so excited. We have our girl Tangie in the lounge. So I am here with my girl Kelly and Shankara.
Hey.
Hello.
So look, y'all, this month we are talking about nonprofits. As you all know, we kick off November, which is usually the giving season, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the fall. And we're just going to sit back, and November's for nonprofits. So we're going to talk a little bit with Tangie this evening. I'm so excited. I'm going to give you a little bit of background about her and what she's doing. And then we're just going to jump right on into it. Is that okay, ladies? Okay, so Tangie is a breast cancer champion. Y'all, did y'all hear me? A breast cancer champion. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little later on. But a retired fitness instructor that has over 38 years of health and wellness experience. She is an adult CPR AED certified licensed life and health advisor, certified in LTC long-term care, certified central billing and medical billing administrator. She has a degree in public health administration and management, health benefits, workers' compensation, disability retirement, training who helps individuals, families, and businesses achieve their health goals through a variety of health services and tools. Y'all, she's been in the health business for a long, long time. She enjoys spending time with her family, exercising, traveling. She believes everyone is different and has unique circumstances that sometimes require thinking out the box to identify the best solutions. And as the president of Tri Champion Foundation, she is here to help others that have or have battled breast cancer, to lift them up and know they are not alone in this fight and that they are a champion. Welcome, Tangie, to the lounge.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, ladies. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I've been knowing you for a long time. And I know a little bit about your journey this year, but I'm not going to spill that. I'm going to have you talk about that. So I gave a little bit of background about you, a little bit about your bio. But tell our listeners, Tangie, a little bit about who you really are, the intimate Tangie. Who are you?
Okay. Well, like you said, I am a breast cancer champion. I'm a mom of three, a wife. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to travel. I love helping people and helping others. All-well-rounded person who just love helping, doing things in the community. So anything that brings a smile to someone's face, that makes me happy.
I love that. Anything that brings a smile to someone's face, that makes you happy. I love that. So let's go ahead. This could get emotional for you. I know for me, although I know this story, but I want the listeners to really understand where you're coming from and the challenges you've had in 2021. So it was a challenging year for you. Tell our listeners a little bit about your journey with breast cancer this year and how you have been able to overcome those challenges and call yourself a champion.
Okay. Well, first of all, it started out during the pandemic in 2020. You know, we was already shut down and in the house. So in December, I was, you know, laying down in the bed, and I was, you know, just looking at TV and felt a lump. And I was like, or something different. And I was like, what is this? You know, so, you know, I just said, okay, I'll just go to the doctor and get a mammogram, make sure everything's okay. Didn't want to put it off. So it was around close to Christmas when I found out everything. When it had tests done, that is. But it wasn't until January when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, January 27th, diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. I had 16 rounds of chemotherapy. I had breast surgery. Mm-hmm. I had a number of scans and EKGs because I had problems with my heart, water around my heart, fluid around my heart, and radiation. And I just finished radiation, matter of fact.
Yay!
It was a tough journey. But I had a lot of, I call them my earth angels. I had a lot of those earth angels around where they were able to assist and help me I had a son who was just like, he was there on every appointment, every call, every, just everything. I mean, even my husband and all, but my son was, he was my ultimate caretaker. So it was really rough. And I just know that what others was going through, I got a chance to experience it myself, because I'm used to helping others in this aspect, but then now I needed help, which was, I was a healthy 57-year-old lady. So this was a real big blow for me. It was a very challenging time.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about you, and you know, when it comes to helping, because you are always helping others, and this time you had to receive the help, which is hard for us sometimes to receive it. But you were, you know, thank God that your son and your husband was able to really help carry you through this challenging year. I'm so happy you finished your last round of radiation. So God is good. And so I'm glad that, you know, sometimes we have those humbling experiences where we really have to rely on other people. Yes. And I think for you, I know it was hard, because I was, you know, we were chatting through the whole journey, and you expressed that it was extremely hard for you to just receive it. But God has a way, right, of shifting things.
Yes,
and we don't have a choice but to receive the help. So I'm so glad. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for your transparency. Sure. So I know I've known you for a long time. Like I mentioned, I know you have a heart for people. Everything that you do is about the people. It's never about you. Has that always been a gift of yours? Just always having a passion to really help others?
Yes, it's always been a passion. I can remember starting back in 1982 when I graduated from high school. I went right into being a nursing assistant. That was my first job, because it was helping others. That was very important to me. And then I branched out to want to know a little bit more about the background of being in the medical field, like what the administrative part was like. So in helping people reconcile their bills and things like that, their medical bills. So I went into doing that. And then it went on to workers' compensation, people who need help with their workers' compensation, helping them with their billing issues or getting the workers' comp that they needed. Then it went to being a fitness instructor, being able to be in health and wellness and fitness and have people come out and dance fitness and just enjoy themselves and get fit and happy and dancing. And so that was a real big passion of mine. So it's been ever since I graduated from high school up until now. I've still been in the medical field, and I love that part of the field. Medical field, I think it's a very rewarding opportunity in a career, because it allows you to help and meet a lot of different people. And seniors I love seniors. I love myself some seniors. I take it very, they're very close to my heart. So if I see something, or I'm out and about and I see someone who needs help or whatever, I'll go out and I'll try to help them, you know, because they need help, you know. And even if they're in a store, you know, some people don't want to be patient with them because, you know, for whatever reason. So I love helping them and just taking the time and just listening and being patient, because you never know, you one day going to get old, you may need someone to help you. So that's a real big passion, helping people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And you've always been blessed, because you always have a heart for people and just really love to. And your singers, you love your singers. Like everything that you do is around the singers. So I love that. So we're going to jump right into now a little bit about your foundation. So I'm going to throw it over to Kelly.
Hey, Tangi.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so blessed. And thank you for sharing your story.
Sure.
Journey. That really touched my heart. You know, we, unfortunately, in our African-American families, we experience a lot with different types of cancer, breast cancer. My mother transitioned from lung cancer, my grandmother from breast cancer. You just have a lot of, you know, that in our families. And so I am so, so happy that you have successfully gone through that journey. You're stronger for it. And not only that, you're giving back to people who are going through that journey as well. So my question is, Tri Champion, how did you decide on the name? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I decided, first let me start with the name. Tri-Champion comes from tri meaning three. And then because the name of the diagnosis is called triple negative breast cancer. So tri meaning three, meaning that you, I don't know if you heard of estrogen receptors, ER, then you got your progesterone receptors, PR, and your human epidermal growth factor receptor two, which is the HERS two. And triple negative breast cancer lacks all three of those receptors. And that's how it gets its name. So I called it tri-champion meaning three, because they're missing those three receptors, and champion meaning that I am a champion. I like to say champion versus, and I know a lot of people say, and they say survivor, but I feel that when you go through any type, breast cancer or any type of cancer, and you are able to come out of it, you're more than just a survivor that you just survived it. You're actually a champion, because it takes you to fight through it. It takes you to push through it. It takes a whole lot out of you. So that champion mean I always win. So I don't just survive, I always win. So tri-champion gets its name from those three receptors being lacked in as a triple negative breast cancer.
I love that. I don't just survive. I'm a champion and I always win.
Yes.
My goodness, that's a nugget right there. I love it. And it is so true, right? And it takes strength. It takes courage.
Yes.
You know, it really, really does, because that journey it's like nothing that you've ever experienced before in your life. And so when you come through that journey, you are a champion.
Yes.
You are victorious and you are a winner. So, wow, I love that. Try champions, all three receptors.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so for your foundation, Tanji, what types of services does your foundation offer?
Okay, because I was diagnosed this year, we're new, but however, our services, one of the things we do during this time is that one of our services will be is to be able to give back. I noticed that when I was going through this journey that there's a financial burden for many. You think that people have health insurance and things of that nature, but they're copay. So each and every time that you go to the provider, to the doctor, to your treatment, there is a copay or out of pocket that is required. So which can be very costly, because some could be $50 each time, some could be $200 each time, you go, and that can add up. And so I want to be able to give back to people in need of help in that area, as well as even if they need like groceries, food. Sometimes I could not fix food for myself, and I had family members that would bring food to the house and fix for me and my family. So those different areas need to be addressed. And so though I want to address those areas, because I don't want anyone to, they're not alone. I want them to know they're not alone and they're not fighting alone. And if they need help, if we can provide it, they got it.
I know that's right. You are not alone. That is the message that Tanji wants everyone to know. You are not alone. And it is, you know, especially COVID has really heightened, the financial burden that so many people are experiencing. So many have lost jobs.
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, you talked a little bit about giving back. You talked about, supporting those in the journey. And that's what you're doing right now. Over the next 5 years, what's your vision for Tri-Champion?
Over the next 5 years, I would love to have a team of people, meaning volunteers. When I say that, it's because I want to have a team of volunteers who will be able to reach out and help. Like some people, for instance, that they are alone. And so they may need someone to go when they have surgery, go have that some type of breast surgery, whether it's a mastectomy or lumpectomy, someone to be there with them, someone to go to their doctor's appointment with them, or take them to their doctor's appointment, or someone just to check on them. Just to make sure that they're okay, to see what they need, because it can get rough at times. Depending on the type of treatment that you have, your different things start to change and you need that help in the home. So I would like to have a team of volunteers who come together and they want to give back and have a passion and love to be able to give back and be able to go out and volunteer and help others. That's a real big vision of mine that I see. And that I also want to be able to educate the community on the triple negative breast cancer, because it is very aggressive in our African American and Hispanic area. It's very aggressive. And so I want to be able to educate our women, all types of women, about this type of breast cancer. Education is very important in that area. And I also want to be able to do different type of events that will bring about a change. They have the treatment out here, but they just added on another medication, but it was very hard to them to come up with a medication for the triple negative breast cancer. So there's a lot of trials out here. So I would like to hopefully get involved in that area to bring change to this, because it needs to be known. It needs to be more education about it. We need more medication for it. We need more trials. We need some more help in that area so we can save lives. There's no reason that, you know, breast cancer and cancer has been around for a long time. And there's no reason that at this stage of 2021, that we do not have a concrete medication, some kind of medical that can help and fight this and keep people from, you know, losing their lives. So that is a big vision of mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I love that vision. I love that vision that, you know, you want to have a place where others who have experienced that journey can pay it forward. That's tremendous. And then you talked about educating our women to make sure they know about tri-negative breast cancer and how to do early detection. And then you talked about events to bring about change. Love that. You know, that everyone loves to come together. And when we come together, we love come together for a purpose.
Yes.
And what better purpose than to come together to learn more about about tri-negative breast cancer. And then you talked about medication. And there should be, you know, I think that's one of the things, especially when it affects the majority African-American communities. Mm-hmm. Seem to be as much emphasis,
yes,
on wanting to find medications and do trials and that sort of thing, because we kind of on the lower end of the priority, it seems.
Exactly.
If we're the ones who are majority affected. So tremendous vision, Tangi. I love that. Lots of good stuff. So we will be right back with Ms. Tangi Shepherd talking about Tri-Champion Nonprofit. See you soon.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. on Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Well, hello, hello out there. If you are just joining us here in the E-Lounge today, we are so excited about our special guest that we have here in the lounge with us today. We have Ms. Chanji Shepherd, who is the founder of Tri Champion and a breast cancer champion herself. We've been talking with her this afternoon about her foundation and just being completely enlightened as well as being strengthened by her amazing testimony. Chanji, thank you so much for joining us. And we're back here. We want to keep the questions going because we know our listeners are very interested in hearing a little bit more about the Tri Champion Foundation as well as your walk and your journey. So let's just keep the questions going. I know one of the things I know for a fact, because I personally know you too, not as well as Tanya knows you, but I just know I've just been so encouraged by how victorious you have been even before the journey really completely started. I had a conversation with you and you just had this fervor about you that you were just not going to be beat by this. You were going to get through it. You were going to make it through, and it was not going to beat you. And you have kept and maintained that stature the entire time. And I've been in awe because I have not been a person who'd been, had a lot of experience with people who had breast cancer before until my cousin got it about 3 years ago. And I had some, that made me have someone very near and dear to me, having the disease, having the actual, the ailment, and then having to be able to watch her go through it. It was just very enlightening to me as to how much people go through, right? With that, with the treatment, with the diagnosis and all the different things that go into being a survivor and being able to overcome that diagnosis. So I just take my hat off to you because, like I said, from day one, you've had a victorious posture in that you are not going to allow this particular diagnosis define you, put the devil on notice and let him know he was not going to win. And so I just applaud you. I just applaud you for that. You know, I know you're very excited about your nonprofit. I've talked to you about it. And I guess I want our listeners to understand and kind of hear about how excited you're about it. Tell us, you know, now that you've started the foundation, what excites you the most about it? What really makes you get up in the morning and say, you know, I know I'm doing the right thing. This is what my purpose is. This is where I'm supposed to be at this point, this appointed hour. Just what excites you about your foundation?
First, I think what mostly excites me about this foundation is that, excuse me for a minute. This is a little emotional.
Take your time.
What excites me most about this foundation is my nonprofit is that I'm able to, like I said, help people, help someone. But not only just help them, but also to let them know that, because I promise, and I have to say this because if I don't say it, he may give me a slap on the hand. I told God, I said, I have this diagnosis, and when he heals my body, because I stood on his 101 healing scriptures in the Bible, that I would tell and help any and everybody I know. So it excites me that he one, allowed me to still be here, to be able to do what I told him that I would do. And I know that I'm in the right place and I'm doing the right thing, because one day I was, I'm gonna tell this little story. One day I was helping my sister at her restaurant, and this lady came in to get her food. And so I was handing out the food, and she just started talking to me. And she said, And I said, thank you so much. You know, thank you for coming. Have a great day. And she stopped and she said, you know, I was just finished treatment for leukemia. And she just started talking to me and telling me about her daughter was just got out of the hospital from COVID, and she, and her mother was battling some type of cancer. And she just, you know, and she started crying. And I sat there and I was listening to her. I let her talk and I let her talk to me. And then I know it was still this year, but I took her hands and I held her hands and I said, she said she had leukemia. And I said, first, I want you to say, don't say you have anything. You were diagnosed with it. It's not yours. You don't have to keep it. It's yours. Never say I have. Because I've never said I have, always said the diagnosis. And I talked to her and I said, and the same thing with your mom and it all. I told her, I said, but let me tell you something. You're standing right here today. I said, so you got a purpose out here. You got something to do. You got somebody to help. And I said, I told her the same thing I'm telling you. I told God that when he healed my body, and I'm going to be able to shout it out to everybody and help someone. So I sat there and I ministered to her, because I told her about my journey and told her, when she looked at me like she had no idea. She was like, well, people always tell me, why do I keep talking to people about what I'm going through? I said, because that's your ministry. You're supposed to. I said, it's not our story, is not for us to keep. So me being able to help someone through my journey that I had to go through and that I continue to go through, because it's not over. Meaning, when I say it's not over, meaning that I still, you know, I just finished and it's things that I'm still trying to wrap my head around, you know.
Right,
and
right.
So I'm still, you know, getting myself together. So just sitting there being able to minister to her and talk to her and let her know that she's good, you know, she has purpose out here. And so I think it's just more of just helping people. And that made me so happy. And when she left out, I was like, I felt so good. I just felt so, so good. And so it's people helping someone.
Absolutely. From day one, you just said, you know, you never said, I have. You said, this is my diagnosis, right? And I think I said this to you. I said, you know, you just had, it's that victorious spirit even before the journey got in a full motion, right? You had already set that in stone. You already had that conversation with God and let him know, hey, look, when you heal, not if, when you heal, and this is my diagnosis, I am not, I don't have cancer. This is my diagnosis. I think that's just amazing. And you just had that very fervent spirit from day one. I applaud you. You know, talk about an impactful moment that confirmed, right, for you that you were walking in your purpose, doing what it is that you were supposed to do. I mean, I'm sure you've probably had some other moments since then that God has used to try to confirm for you exactly that this is where I want you to be. Can you share another impactful moment where something maybe have happened that just made you say, you know what, God, I get it. I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. Has there been another moment for you?
It has been. And it's all has to deal with people. I tell you, it has to do with people. I was at radiation one day, and this and you never know who's watching you. You never know who's looking at you. You never know any of those. And I will always come in and I get my hand sanitized and I come in and I don't care who's out there, who's in the room waiting on radiation. I come in, hello everyone, you know, and it startles people, you know, like, oh, hi, you know, but I come in and I say hi. And this one day I came in and this lady, she was sitting down and she said, I was trying to talk to you the other day, but they called me back for my treatment. And I said, you were? And she said, yeah. She said, she said, you had on the most adorable Adidas outfit. She said, I love your outfit. And I said, well, thank you so much. She said, I love Adidas. And she was talking and she was like, yeah, she said, I want to order some. She said, where do you get? I'll explain it to her how I order, where I order my stuff from. And then she was like, you online? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I want to do it. She said, but you know, my hands. She said my hands bother her. And I know what she's talking about. She's talking about neuropathy in her hands. I have them in my hands and my feet as well, but not as bad as hers. So she said, my hands, she said, I hardly can hit the keys on my phone. And so this particular day, I got two stylus pens out of my bag and I brought them in with me that day. And so I went in my bag and I gave her a stylus pen. And I said, and she stopped and I said, and I showed her where to go on the phone and how to use it. And she said, oh, I don't want to take your last one. She said, no, take yours. She said, this is so nice. This works so good. I said, no. I said, I have an extra one. So I blessed her with that stylus pen and she was able to hit on her screen on her phone, because when you have the neuropathy on your hands, you on the screens on these smartphones, it doesn't recognize your touch. So giving her that stylus pen to help her maneuver through her phone made her smile. She was so happy. And that made me feel really good. So
awesome. Yeah. You know, if people don't realize, and we talk about how this, I think the world is making us to stop and take a look at the things that really matter. COVID-19 has had us all cooped up. And always like look at each other and talk to each other. So we've had to learn how to, you know, kind of regroup. And I think that, you know, it's always been this way for me, but I think maybe some people have an epiphany. It's always been the little things that matter to me, So to hear that, it just does my heart good too. And it just makes me know that they're angels, right? Well, you know, we always read about in the Bible about how he used, you know, people to be able to help others. And it's amazing how he takes people who've gone through some things even here on earth, right? And then and uses those to be angels right here on earth to help other people. So that is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, tell me, Tanji, how are you planning on expanding and building your outreach out for in the community?
I've been going to do it through fitness. Fitness is a real big for me. Before I was diagnosed, I was always going to fitness class, dance fitness class. And as I said, I was a retired fitness instructor. So fitness was a big thing for me. So we just had our first Tri Champion event on October the 10th.
It was
absolutely amazing. and reaching, that's the way I'm going to go out and reach people through mostly will be through fitness. Because that's really huge for me, because with fitness and given a diagnosis, one of the things is staying physically active. So I think it's the perfect opportunity to reach people, to stay fit at the same time, either through, teaching them through dance fitness or even through in eating, because we do have to change the way we eat and how we handle food and what we feed our temple with, because it's very important when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, as it relates to triple negative for any type of cancer, it's best to heal, the body can heal through the foods of the ground that God provided us. So, you know, so through eating and through fitness, that's going to be my outreach is mainly through fitness and all that arena, from working out to eating and things of that nature. Because I think that's important. It goes hand in hand.
So. That's awesome. And it's so true. That is very true. You know, we are what we eat, they say. So
yes.
That's a very true statement. So I definitely understand that. You know, you talked about wanting to be able to have volunteers, right, and sponsors to help assist with your nonprofit. How do you go about soliciting those? Because I want to make sure we ask this question, because if there's anybody out there that's listening to the podcast today, right, at the end of the day, we're going to give Tanji's contact information, but I want you to make sure that if you're out there and thinking that Tanji has said that's really resonated with you about her nonprofit, and you feel like you want to get involved, you're being led to get involved, please, please, please make sure you stay on until tune in until we get to the end of the show, because we'll definitely give out her contact information. But I want Tanji to kind of just talk to us, tell us about how you're currently soliciting volunteers and sponsors for your nonprofit.
Okay. I will be this for soliciting volunteers and sponsors. For sponsors, I would definitely be sending out sponsorship letters to different businesses, people who have a passion to help others. So that'll be one of my ways of reaching out to our sponsors. I've actually already have spoken to volunteers, and I've had people even come to me to see how can they help to volunteer in that area. So mostly it will be just being out in the community as I'm spreading the education of the word about triple negative breast cancer. I will be speaking and requesting or asking for volunteers who would like to help. And they also can go to our website as well. And it will be sponsorship letters that will go out.
Okay. All right. Well, Tangi, thank you so, so much for joining us this evening in the E-Lounge. You know, before we go, please tell our audience how they can get in touch with you, whether it be website, social media, et cetera. Give us all those deets so our family who listen into the E-Lounge can be ready to support you in any way they can. Make sure we give them that information.
Sure. Thank you so much. They can be reached at our website as TriChampion, as TriChampion.org. Or we can be reached by email at wearetrichampion@outlook.com. And we also can be reached on Facebook at TriChampion and Instagram, TriChampion. We're keeping everything the same, TriChampion. We're TriChampion. We're going to spread that word. So TriChampion is our name. TriChampion.org is our website. And you can find additional information on there as well. On how to donate as well as how to volunteer.
That is awesome. Awesome. Well, Tangi, we just so appreciate you coming in to help spread the positivity that you spread in the E-Lounge today. I mean, it's been a lot of positivity, you know, and for anyone that's out there that's listening, that may be going through yourself, you've got a diagnosis of some form of cancer or breast cancer. You definitely, Tangi has given her contact information. You can please reach out to her. She's already said she's willing and able to help and support in any way. If you're looking for a nonprofit to support or to sponsor, you've heard Tangi give out her information as well for TriChampions. Please reach out to her and offer your assistance to support her as well. At this point in the show, you know, we always talk about, you know, we want everyone to be well. We always want everyone to stay safe. And we want to give a big thank you to you, Tangi, once again.
Thank you.
You guys take care of yourselves and be kind to each other. As Tabitha Brown says, I'm gonna quote her now, if you don't have a good day, don't you dare go messing up nobody else. All right? So with that, yeah. We're out. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life. Off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, elevate yourself to your best life in E-Lounge. E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, elevate yourself to your best life in E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Elevate yourself to your best life. E-Lounge. E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink.